It's a Monday morning, the regular Australian Music Hour. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, and my name is Matthew, your regular host. Today is a fantastically special show, another interview. We've had a run of them, and this is a really fantastic opportunity to speak with Xavier Rudd, the one and only. He is playing here in Vancouver on the 4th of June at the Malkin Bowl with Justin Nozuka. And he is just an incredible musician from Australia, a roots folk acoustic musician. He plays, he's a really one-man band with didgeridoos, an incredible multi-instrumentalist, deeply spiritual man, very active in his activism for the environment, an all-around incredible performer. And we'll be speaking with him shortly. But first, I wanted to play a few songs to start out that are actually some favourites of Xavier Rudd, a few of his favourite bands, just to warm the airwaves here, because it's going to be a warm day. I know generally we do have an angle on the show that's kind of a punk garage angle, and that'll be back, don't worry. But today we're really going to be grooving into a more rootsy vibe, and I'm going to start out with the great Aboriginal band Yothu Yindi, a favourite of Xavier Rudd's and an inspiration. Yothu Yindi are probably Australia's most well-known Aboriginal band, formed in 1986. They're from the Yolngu region on the Gove Peninsula in the Northern Territory's Arnhem Land. And they had a big hit in the 90s with the song Treaty. I'm going to play you a song off an album, a couple of albums in though. This is a really cute little song called World Turning. This is by Yothu Yindi, and one more track, a favourite of Xavier's, then I'll play a Xavier track, and hopefully straight after that we'll be chatting with him live. He's in Calgary, and I'm going to be calling him up. So we're going to be starting with Yothu Yindi and the song World Turning. This is Stranded, the Australian Music Show on CITR.
Show me the You've got it.
Okay, we're back on CITR here on Monday morning. Yotha Yindi there, that's a track that is a favourite band of Xavier Rudd. Xavier Rudd is playing here in very, very soon here in Vancouver, and we're going to have him talking live on air very soon. He's going to be calling through from Calgary. And Yotha Yindi, of course, is a fantastic band from the Yolngu region, Arnhem Land in Australia. Now, Yotha Yindi no longer with us, but Xavier Rudd certainly is. And I'd just like to play you a song now, an older song of Xavier's. He does have a new album out, and we'll be talking about that shortly. But for now, I'd like to play you a song off the album that he put out a few years ago in 2005, called Food in the Belly. And I'm going to play you the second track off this album. It's called Messages. And then hopefully in a couple of minutes after that, we will have him live on the phone. This is Xavier Rudd from Australia.
Let me know, let me see through your eyes where there is so much light. We're biding our time for these myths to unwind, for these changes we will confront. So please beware with every place that you head, and look to your soul for these things that you know. For the trees that we see cannot forever breathe with the changes they will confront. You know, some people, they just won't understand, or just won't understand these things. They give all your message, but I don't understand, or I just won't understand these things. Sacred land, it has seen many hands, it has wealth and gold, yet it is fragile and old, and now the greedy souls just don't care to know of the changes it will confront. So speak out loud of the things you are proud, and if you love this coast, then keep it clean as it holds, cause the way that it shines may just dwindle with time, with the changes it will confront. So you know, some people, they just won't understand, or just won't understand these things. Thank you for your message, but I don't understand, or just won't understand these things. You know, some people, they just won't understand, or just won't understand these things. Thank you for your message, but I don't understand, or just won't understand these things. Journey be long, and now I wish you the best of luck. much. You know, some people just won't understand, or just won't understand these things. Thank you for your message, but I don't understand, or just won't understand these things.
I miss you in my life. name's Chris Horrific.
He always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
We're back here on CITR for a Monday morning at Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and the very special Xavier Rudd special. Xavier is a brilliant multi-instrumentalist from Australia, and he's played in Canada numerous times because he actually has a very serious connection here. He is a dual citizen of Australia and Canada, as and myself, actually. He had a Canadian wife as well, who he met when she was backpacking in Australia. So hopefully I can talk to him a little bit about the Australian-Canadian connection on the phone very soon. That was a song off... We played a few songs there from an older album of Xavier's called Food in the Belly. You heard the fantastic track Messages and also the title track Food in the Belly. Now, we're going to be having Xavier on the phone very soon. He is from Torquay in Victoria, grew up surfing, playing music, and he just became an all-rounder. He can play an incredible range of instruments, including the didgeridoo. And he's travelled the world countless times, played in Canada a few times, has played many, many festivals, and he's an incredible live act. So I'd like to just press on and play another track from his latest album. I'm going to play the first song, and then we'll see if we can talk to him on the phone. He's calling through from Calgary. So this is a song called Sky to the Ground.
Seen a big old tree still standing strong, 2,000 years healthy. Seen the oldest woman shaking her head at what went wrong. I drank water from a stream so fresh you couldn't see the water at all. I've fallen asleep to wild bush birds singing the prettiest songs. I've seen all of the fear and all the murder on TV, and I stood free on solid waves, now the earth's greatest tree. And I sing, oh, peace, oh Lord, the car that cut them off, and I've felt the thinnest mountain air cleaning out my lungs. I've seen fast food chains in nearly every place that I go. I've had a belly full of the freshest fish speared with a single throw. And I say,
there's been change.
All right, this is Xavier Rudd here. With Special. We're actually going to be chatting with him right now. He is in Calgary, and I'm just about to patch him through. Xavier Rudd, the fantastic multi-instrumentalist from Australia, is going to be playing here in Vancouver on the 4th of June. So let's see if Xavier is right there. Hello, can you hear me there? How are you there? Okay. All right, I'll just see if we can get you there on air. Are you coming through, Xavier? No. Okay. Just a little technical issue there. We'll just go through to another track, and we will have that. We do have him on the line, so one more song, and we'll have him live. Yep, sorry about that. Okay, we're back here with Xavier Rudd. We should have him on the phone now. Xavier?
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Yep, I'm here.
Hello? Yep, Xavier?
Yep, I'm right here.
You there? Yeah, still looks like we're not having much luck here. We'll just go through to another song. Yeah, keep your ears peeled. We should have him any minute now.
Hello? Hello?
He was there. Like, I heard him.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Xavier, are you there?
Yeah,
I'm here. When she came and when she went, it was a great surprise. Like the stars on a clearest night, she could shine so bright. Like the signs of a coming tornado, she would pose great threat. When she came, was not ready when she left. There are things I would like to remember, things I prefer to forget. And I will make my little list and hope my mind it will accept. I would rather place my focus on the reasons we were blessed. When she came, I was not ready when she left. When she came and when she went, it was a great surprise. Like the stars on the clearest night, she could shine so bright. Like the signs of a coming tornado, she would pose great threat. When she came, I was not ready when she left. When she came, I was not ready when she left. When she came, I was not ready when she left.
Okay, can't you do two? Yeah, I still do two. Otherwise, I'll lose my way.
Hello, do we have Xavier?
Yep, me speaking.
Okay. I'm just having trouble actually getting you on air.
Yeah.
Soften the blow. Once again, I will hold you. right now, and the wax it melts slowly down. And if you rise, I'll hold the ladder, and I'll help you rise. I will help you rise. And if you fall, I will lay myself down to soften the blow, soften the blow.
Okay, we're back here on CITR with Xavier Rudd. We've been playing a little bit after this.
Oh, rock and roll!
Were you going to have a party here tonight, son?
Really?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
Do you like Biltmore? Yeah, I like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Okay, so we just heard some Xavier Rudd there, some songs off his latest album. We were hoping to speak to him live, but we did have some technical difficulties there. And we're going to try to keep trying before the end of the show. For now, we've played a fair bit of his music there. I'm just going to play you a little bit of Broken Social Scene in the short term, some Canadian music here, and we'll see what we can keep doing here. We might still be able to get him on the end of the line before the end of the show. This is off the new Broken Social Scene album. World Sick is the first track. Here we go.
Thank you.
And we're back here on CITR. A couple of songs there by Broken Social Scene off their new album. We had the first couple of tracks. And the new album is called Forgiveness Rock Record. So, unfortunately, the Xavier Rudd interview, we did our very best. We had some technical problems. We had someone call through that said they could actually hear his voice, but we couldn't hear it here in the studio. So our apologies. We did everything that we could, but nonetheless, you were able to hear some great Xavier Rudd music. And he is playing on the 4th of June here in Vancouver at the Malkin Bowl with Justin Nozuka. And I definitely recommend seeing him. He's a world music exemplar. He has traveled the world and is definitely one of those artists who picks up influences everywhere he goes and infuses his own deep spirituality into that mix and produces a remarkable sound. So his new album is called Kunyam Sun. And he's actually partnered with two new musicians, some African musicians, that have really boosted his sound. And it's unfortunate I wasn't able to talk to him, but I was going to ask him all about how that came together, that collaboration, because it's given him a real boost for his music. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And it's been a Xavier Rudd special. We haven't had a lot of luck, actually, getting him on the phone. Anyway, I hope some of you are able to attend his gig. This is CITR, and I'll be back right after this.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
Attention all cyclists. Get ready for 10 days of bike fun in Vancouver. Introducing the first annual Velopalooza Bike Festival. Starting June 4th with the big kickoff at Wise Hall, Velopalooza is 10 days of amazing themed and guided bike rides all over Metro Vancouver, culminating with the free outdoor festival in Strathcona Park on June the 13th. Bike-inspired music, demonstrations, bike polo, tall bikes, unicycles, and fun for the whole family. With rides designed for cyclists of all persuasions, most everything is free and fun for all. Meet other cyclists and enjoy Vancouver's growing cycling culture. Velopalooza, June 4th through June 13th. For more information or to create your own ride, visit velopalooza.ca.
Okay, we're nearing at the end of the show here, Australian Music, and I just want to leave with a couple of older tracks. We will usually play the old stuff up front, but today we were getting into the Xavier Rudd. I wanted to play a couple of songs from a band called the Screaming Tribesmen. This is from way, way back in the 80s. This first song called Igloo is a real favourite of mine. It's got just a stunning mood. And the song after that is Ice. So two songs about the cold. I played these songs over and over again when I lived in Edmonton in the middle of winter and really got into the mood up there. So this is the Screaming Tribesmen from Australia, a song called Igloo.
Oh,
George Bush, and he has still living in the party. I think the Democratic Party is much as bombing the state. What does he mean? They don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, and that's the end of the show, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. I hope you enjoyed all of the Xavier Rudd you heard today, some songs off the album In the Belly, and also his brand new album, which he'll be showcasing here on the 4th of June in Vancouver. The album is called Kuyam Sun, and it's Xavier Rudd and Izintaba. Izintaba, I guess, is his new band. Two African gentlemen that have joined him on this album, and sure to be an incredible gig. He is one of Australia's finest touring acts at the moment, and great world music representative. But those last two songs there were The Screaming Tribesmen, an old band from the 80s there, some guitar-based rock and roll. And you'll hear more guitar-based rock and roll in the coming weeks and months from Australia on Stranded. Thanks so much for listening. And I apologise again for Xavier. We did our best to get him through, but we had some issues here in the studio. But not to worry. Alternative Radio is coming up right now. Okay, bye-bye.
Democrats, I think, have become convinced in general that they are vulnerable on this issue, that if they want to forbid torture or pass strong laws against it, they may indeed risk they may become vulnerable to attacks that they are coddling terrorists, that they are the party of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And if the former vice president has shown one thing, it's that the politics of fear have survived George W. Bush, and we are still living under the politics of fear. And I think the Democratic Party and much of the Obama administration, when they look at these issues, say to themselves, what's the upside? Which is to say, we're taking a political risk here. What is the reward? We're risking our political futures in exchange for what?
That's Mark Danner, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Mark Danner on torture, stripping bare the body. A former president of Haiti once observed that political violence strips bare the social body, allowing us to place the stethoscope and track the real life beneath the skin. This stripping bare produces a moment of nudity that presents an opportunity to place the stethoscope against the naked skin and listen to the reality beneath. The U.S. wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere have involved torture and human rights violations, replete with black sites, secret prisons, extraordinary rendition, that is kidnapping, and in some instances, custodial deaths, all accompanied by the now infamous waterboarding, stress positions, extreme temperatures, dogs, beatings, threats, and loud and incessant music. The CIA used an alternative set of procedures, proclaimed Bush. What? Enhanced interrogation techniques. What? Can anyone say torture? Geneva Conventions? Obama does not want to hold those responsible for crimes accountable. Why not? To talk about these issues is Mark Danner. Mark Danner is an award-winning journalist who's reported on politics and war for many years. He's a regular contributor to the New York Review of Books. He's professor of journalism at the University of California at Berkeley and professor of foreign affairs at Bard College. He's the author of The Massacre at El Mazote, torture and truth, and stripping bare the body. Mark Danner spoke at Town Hall in Seattle.
A state of exception is a broad term under which we can group martial law, state of emergency, state of siege. It describes really those periods of history, in American history there have been many, in which we see imposed after a crisis or during a crisis a kind of soft martial law. This happened in 1798 before an expected war with France that never came to pass. It happened, of course, during the Civil War when Abraham Lincoln suspended habeas corpus. During 1918-19, when Woodrow Wilson threw several thousand people into jail for being aliens, anarchists, speaking their mind, including a presidential candidate, Eugene V. Debs. During the Second World War, when 110,000 Japanese Americans were put in prison camps on the West Coast. And finally now, after 9/11, a number of procedures, laws, and very often executive orders were put in place, which you know many of them very well. One was the detention and incarceration of illegal aliens. About 5,000 were detained after 9/11 domestically. The warrantless wiretapping of American citizens, listening to phone calls and looking at emails without court orders, the terrorist surveillance program, as that was called. But finally, and what I think is really the heart and the essence of Bush's state of exception, interrogation and torture. This began in the period after 9/11. The roots of it certainly are visible in late 2001. It has many different branches, the military, the CIA, and elsewhere. And we know the story extremely well now. I think it was not the last time I was here, but a time ago, when I was here at Town Hall, I was talking about a book called Torture and Truth. This was 2004, October. The publisher wanted to rush it into print before the election, thinking that torture would be a big issue in the election, which is, well, I don't know. I guess that isn't a laugh line, but but it should be. I don't remember John Kerry talking much about torture, although by that moment, we knew a great deal about the Bush administration's torture program. We knew how it was developed. We knew its legal underpinnings. We knew by that time that 30 or more detainees had died under interrogation. Their deaths had been ruled homicides by the military.